You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Today is the official opening of our sanctuary to the larger community. Today is when we consecrated the altar and the chapel. Although, nung unang beses tayo pumunta dito, we already had a pre-blessing when all of this was not here. You know? Yesterday was the feast, sa mga Catholic, yung Candelabra, Candle Mass. I don't know if anyone familiar with that. Usually yan yung binibless yung mga kandila. One of those festivals. And in Italy, it's also the feast day of Mama Mary of Nazareth, Our Lady of Montevergen, which, according to one scholar, has been traditionally a patron of LGBT. Of course, noon, hindi pa naman alam yung LGBT. So, anyone that was gender non-conforming, anyone that was considered to be queer na Catholic in Italy, celebrated in drag the feast of Our Lady of Montevergen. And today is the fourth Sunday of Epiphany, the revelation of our Lord. Ngayon, I did prepare a sermon for almost 2 weeks, pero kaninang umaga, I decided to scrap it, as nakita nyo sa aking post. Today, we also did all this for two reasons also. The past days, parang Wednesday or Thursday yata yon, nagde-decide kami nila Jack ng board whether to do this today, Sunday, or not, to cancel it because of our sister Choi. To those who do not know at bakit sister, bakit her, Choi actually identifies as trans woman. Hindi lang siya nag-e-express so much as a trans woman, but Troy identifies as a trans woman. So, I pinagmunihan ko siya and I decided to continue instead today because for number one, I felt that Troy would wanted us to continue, to proceed. Troy is one of those persons na ayaw niyang, there is a part of me na ayaw niyang nagiging dahilan to be a burden to others. The second reason is, sa mga nakabisita kay Choi sa San Lazaro, kahapon nga dun sa chatroom natin, di ba nagsabi si Shana, debriefing please. No, when I was in San Lazaro, I mean, San Lazaro is one of those places na minsan, it occurred to me again when I visited, na para bang walang Diyos. When you go there, it is as if God is not in that place. And I'm sure there are far worse places. If you go to PGH, East Avenue, it's mapapasabi ka na lang nasaan ka, Lord. You know? And so, the second reason why we need to be together today to do the dedication is to also have some form of a community ritual to process these things. To process the difficulty of pain, of illness, and seeing our sister in that painful situation. And pangatlo, what we know about Choi, those who already know and those who have visited him, this also reminds us na even if you are already an advocate or an activist, having all the trainings, all, si Choi halos, ang alam ko, kumpleto siya ng training. Lahat ng training na atinan niya, peer counseling, CBS, meron pang dalawa eh. May, halos lahat natin, certified siya. You know, and he has been a part of many communities and organizations. He has helped individuals to go to RITM, to go to San Lazaro, at minsan pa nga sabi ng sister niya, minsan, yung perang binibigay ng sister niya sa kanya, minsan binibigay niya pa dun sa sasamahan niyang client or patient to go to RITM or to buy some medicines. And so we are reminded of also of that part where even if you are an advocate, even if you're already a leader in the community, in whatever advocacy, hindi lang HIV and AIDS, depression is real. Depression is real. I have my moments. I have my moments. And that's why when we dedicate this space and ourselves, we remind ourselves why we continue to be church. Why we continue to be community. It's not that we have all the answers or all the solutions for all the problems of the world. No, we don't. But we have, as with all organizations and all communities, we have a special calling. We have a place. We have a special work on the side of faith and spirituality. And not just faith and spirituality, because marami naman simbahan. But most particularly on LGBT, any gender and sexuality minority, and to the people living with HIV and AIDS. We have that calling on the matter of faith and spirituality. So napapatanong ka, no? nagpunta kami ni Jack doon ilang beses, and those who have visited. And hindi lang dahil kay Choi, if you have visited this hospital, yun nga, sabi ko kanina, mapapatanong ka, asa ng Diyos? Asa ng Diyos? Parang walang Diyos. It is as if God does not exist. But in 1 John, the first letter of John, we hear, God is love. Napaka-cliche nung word, nung phrase. God is love. The next lines would be, where there is love, there is God. And God abides in them. And Jesus in the gospel tells us, when two or three are gathered, and susunod na lines, there I would be. There I would be with them. One of the greatest doctrines, if you call doctrines, that all Christians share, is the fact that God became flesh, became body and blood. And that God who became flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, showed us the way. And he even promised in Matthew, I will be with you until the end of time. Because when two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be. And Paul says, the presence of Christ on earth is who? You. In Corinthians, some verses before that what was read, you are the body of Christ. At yung binasa, in the, you are the living temple of Christ, of God in the world. Therefore, pag napapatanong ka kung nasaan ang Diyos, kaya napakahirap din talaga eh. Kasi pag tinanong mo kung nasaan ang Diyos, tatanungin ka ng Diyos pabalik, nasaan ka? We experience God through each one. Where there is God, where there is love, there is God. Love na hindi intellectual. Love made flesh. And so when we visited Choi, when we pray for Choi or anyone, when we are there for them in whatever way, God is present through the many ways that we are with each other. Because we recognize that in difficult times, iba-iba ang response ng tao. Iba-iba ang coping ng tao. And that the presence of pain or the reality of pain and death is more difficult for others than some. And therefore, I recognize those in this community na hindi alam ang gagawin being faced with what is happening with Choi. But there are many ways that we can be with each other. This is one, when we come together to pray for one another and to pray for our sister Choi. So do not feel guilty kung hindi kayo nakakapag-respond dun sa chat. Do not feel guilty if you cannot visit because you are also dealing with your own struggles with pain and sorrow and death. There are many ways that God can be manifested in each one. And that is the more reason why we should continue to be the church community. So sa ating dedication ngayon, sa ating mga readings, the first reading was about the prophet Isaiah speaking, prophesying about the restoration of Israel. Sinasabi niya yung restoration because it was nire-record ko kaya nakaano. Saka dito yung sermon ko. Restoration because yung people of Israel was destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians. At winasak, imagine Metro Manila, nagkaroon ng malawakang massacre. At ang mga natirang tao ay dinala sa ibang bansa. Mamili na kayo kung anong bansa. So parang ganon, no? And therefore, Isaiah speaks, in the later chapters of Isaiah, speaks about restoration. Certainly, Open Table MCC, formerly known as MCC Quezon City, had many exiles, exodus, and destruction, and many times of restoration. In our gospel today, it speaks about the story of Jesus, the famous story na nawala si Jesus. Nawala si Jesus. Hindi naman siya nawala, antag dito, nakaligtaan siya ng kanyang mga magulang. No? It only means na may iba pang anak, maraming anak. No? And Jesus being the panganay, akala nila responsible siya at kasama lang siya, ganyan. So in many instances in scripture, Jesus talks about the temple. Jesus, a Jewish child and a Jewish person who grew up to be a Jewish man, followed the traditions of his Jewish faith and went to the temple. Na-circumcise siya doon, dinedicate siya doon. We heard every Passover, their family went to the temple for the Passover duties and responsibilities of Jewish people. And nung malaki na siya, the first time siya pumunta sa Jerusalem, nung malaki na siya, matanda na siya, nakita niya ang templo, anong kanyang ginawa? Lahat ng mga table at lahat ng mga bankers at that time ay kanyang hinabol ng latigo at ng tali. No? Bakit? Because he has love for, ano yung sabi niya after niyang wasakin yung mga ano doon? This is my Father's house, a house of prayer. You have turned it into a house of a den of thieves and robbers. So the temple is a sanctuary is important. Now, I will tell you a parable na hindi galing kay Jesus. Galing sa isang favorite kong Hindu mystic. Sa mga nakarinig na sa akin doon pa sa NCCP, minsan pinipreach ko si yung mga pinipreach ni Sadhguru. You can find him in YouTube. Of course, I do not agree with everything that he says because ano naman siya eh, Hindu yogic mystic siya. No? But many things that he say is actually makes sense. So I will tell you about the parable that he said. A parable of the temple. Or you can entitle it the parable of two brothers. So noon daw, so story to ni Sadhguru, no? And I will try to tell it as accurate as it is. Pero siyempre, ano na, in paraphrase na. So there were two brothers na pinamanahan ng kanilang magulang. No? Pinamanahan ng malaking lupa, malaking lupain. So hinati equally yung lupa sa kanila. Yung isang brother, yung panganay, single, never nag-asawa, never nagkapamilya. For whatever reason kayo na mag-imagine. Okay? The other brother, mas nakakabata, so dalawa lang silang magkapatid, had a family. May asawa at may, I don't know, pitong anak, walong anak, ganyan. And so the land of these two brothers were fruitful, no? Maantag din sa Pilipino. Ano to? Mayabong, ma-produce, masagana yung lupa ng dalawa, no? And then one day naisip nung kapatid na panganay, being the panganay, no, at single naman siya, wala naman siyang kasama sa buhay. Naisip niya na my land is so fruitful. So fruitful. It produces so much. And I earn so much that sobra-sobra to para sa akin. So he decided, I will give some of my produce to my brother. Kasi may pamilya siya. Mas kailangan niya ito. May pamilya siya, may asawa siya, may pito o walo siyang anak. Mas kailangan niya to. But he knew that his brother will not take from him, no? Therefore sabi niya, I will do it in secret because my brother, I know he will not take whatever I will give to him out of honor and pride. And so what he decided was every night, midnight, he will take 2 or 3 sacks of the produce. Tatawid siya sa border ng kanyang land, ng kanyang brother, magkatabi lang naman. At iiwan niya dun sa kamalig ng kanyang brother yung dinala niyang produce, no? And then uuwi siya. Now, the other brother, who also, hindi niya alam, same din ang naisip ng kanyang younger brother. Nako, si kuya, nag-iisa lang sa buhay. I have so much produce. Nasapat naman sa amin ng pamilya ko. Mag-isa siya sa buhay, maybe he needs more of this so that his future will be secured. So the brother also decided to give produce from his land. At nag-usap-usap sila ng pamilya niya, nag-agree, no? Bigyan natin si uncle niyo ng dahil mabait naman siya sa atin and nag-iisa siya sa buhay. So the family take turns naman. But they knew that the elder brother, being an elder, the panganay, will not accept anything from them. So he also decided to give it in secret. Naman, ang usapan nila ng pamilya niya, every 3 a.m. before we wake, kasi usually, di ba, sa mga magsasaka 4 a.m. gumigising yan, 4:30, para magsimula na magtrabaho, magsaka, and all that. So we will wake up at 3 a.m. when everybody is asleep and when your uncle is asleep, and we will bring the produce to his barn, sa kanyang kamalig. So for many, many years, they did, without knowing. And then one night, the elder brother forgot. Nakatulog. So, dali-dali siya at 3 a.m. Dali-dali siya, not knowing na may ginagawa din yung kapatid niya. At that time, yung tatay, yung schedule na maghatid ng ano. So, at 3 a.m., they met at the boundary of their land. And alam na nila, they suddenly knew what was happening, pero hindi nila pinag-usapan. Siyempre, they made excuses. Oh, I'm bringing this somewhere else. Oh, I'm bringing this somewhere else. So, they already knew what was happening. But they continued it for many, many years until both brothers died. And the brothers were also generous to the village, to the community. The community knew about what happened. And so the village decided to build a temple on the exact boundary of the land where the brothers met. To remind them of the kindness, of the care of the two brothers for each one. And Sadhguru ended the parable saying, there is no better place, no better land to build a temple than there. And so we have blessed this place, we have opened this place, we have consecrated the altar, we have made this sanctuary a very beautiful sanctuary. This is the best chapel that MCC ever had so far. But I'm sure it will not be the last. I claim it. They're evangelical, no? I claim it. This is the best chapel that we will ever have. We had so far, not will ever have. The best is yet to come. And this chapel, this sanctuary, is not the work of any one of us in the MCC core group. Well, we had some work. But the money, Diyos ko, alam nila kung magkano lahat ng ito. This is a generous gift from those who continue to love Open Table MCC, those who continue to trust, nagtitiwala sa atin, and those who continue to participate in our mission. The only reason that they give, that they have given for this sanctuary, is because they believe in what we do. In why we are here, why we continue to exist. 90% of the money raised was from 3 couples and 1 organization. Because they believe in us and because they trust us. One of the couples gave their own money, a significant amount. 2 couples did a fundraising for us in their Filipino-American community. And so, pag dinidiscuss ng pastor o ng Bible about you have been saved through faith by grace through Jesus Christ, not by your own works. Not because of our works. This chapel is one testament of that. That this is a gift to us. Kung hindi sila nagbigay, wala tayo dito. This is a gift. And last week nga, ang ating topic ay, anong topic natin sa workshop? Stewardship. We are just custodians and stewards of many things, including this chapel, this sanctuary. So, I also want to say that so this chapel, this sanctuary, is made possible because of love, because of trust of people. And to remind ourselves that this sanctuary is not the church. Never call this space as church, like other churches. Diba, pagpunta ka sa Catholic Church, I will go to, ano to? Ano yung pinakamalapit na simbahan dito? San Isidro Labrador Church. Or pupunta ka sa sa forum, Victory Church. We don't call this space church. We don't call this building church. Even if dumating ang panahon, meron na tayo kasing laki ng San Isidro Labrador Parish, we don't call the building church. Because who? What is the church? Who is the church? You are the church. And not just you as an individual, you as collective, you as community, you are church together. The chapel, the church building, can only be a reflection of the church that is the people. And may we always reflect, may the chapel and ourselves always reflect what is more important. Importante ang sanctuaryo. Importante rin ang tao. But if you have to choose between people and the chapel, always choose people. Let us not make this space as an idol. We are so, wow, ganda-ganda ng chapel, etc., etc., that we have made it as an idol. We have become a parokya, parokyal. Dito na lang tayo palagi. Dito na lang tayo palagi, sama-sama, party-party, kain-kain. Let us not make this an idol to such an extent na tulad sa Yellow Room, sa mga nakapunta sa Yellow Room, umalis at umalis tayo sa Yellow Room, hindi natin kilala ang pangalan ng matandang babaeng nagtitinda ng sigarilyo sa baba ng building. I hope by some time, makilala natin yung mga homeless na kapitbahay natin dito. We know them by name. And so I pray that we are thankful for this new sanctuary, that this new sanctuary can be a tool for us to serve more people who are looking for a safe space, looking to hear and experience the radical love of God, and for people to participate in the larger work of justice in the world. I hope this space can be a tool and an expression of what we are. Because love is our foundation. The love of Christ is our cornerstone, the cornerstone of the temple. We are the church together. Love is our foundation. No matter how beautiful a sanctuary is, if there is no love, diba? Actually, yung lectionary reading today is the famous Corinthians 13 chapter 1 going love. That's the lectionary reading today. If you can speak all the tongues of men and of angels, if you have no love, you are just a noisy gong. Then what is also a chapel that has no love? Beauty without love is just emptiness. Beauty without love is just vanity. Beauty without love is like a diamond. Build, mined, cut, and sold from the blood of many people. Beauty without love is like a diamond. And so as we celebrate today, share the laughter and the stories later. Meron tayong pagsasaluhan mamayang pagkain, simpleng pagkain. As we continue to pray for Choi,
and in many ways, in different ways, to be there for him and the family. And hindi lang si Choi. Itaga niyo sa bato. In the many years to come, we will continue to experience and journey with pain, with the illness of others, and even death. Even death. We will experience that. We will come face to face with that. But the only thing that will hold us together is our commitment to love. Love, the love of Christ, is our foundation, the cornerstone of our temple. Therefore, may this temple, this sanctuary, be a testimony of the parable of the two brothers. Amen.